During Sunshine Week, an annual celebration of open government and access to public records, BPR partnered with news outlets across the state to understand how books are often pulled off the shelves at schools across the state. BPR dug into the laws and conversations happening at a local public library in Macon County. A group of individuals who want to limit access to local library shelves found themselves facing an unusual irony, blocked from making verbal public comments about their viewpoints.
Y'all are trying to censor us. You're doing exactly what you're claiming to do. This is not right, and all of y'all know it.
That was Jim Gaston of Franklin, one of more than 50 people who left a meeting of the Fontana Regional Library Board of Trustees in Highlands after the board discontinued public comment.
Nice to see y'all. Should have gotten to know us.
So it sounds like you don't care about what happens at the meeting.
I care about children reading garbage.
Before they departed with loud disdain for the policy change, Gaston and others turned in written correspondence that the board will address at the next public meeting. The library board members then read the bylaws and explained their reasoning for canceling public comment. Here's Fontana Regional Director Tracy Fitzmaurice.
Because we couldn't address the public comment, but we can address the correspondence.
We can address the correspondence, exactly.
Right.
This current flashpoint was the result of months of debate about the regional library system updating its collection development policy, a hot political topic at libraries across the country. The Fontana Regional Library serves six libraries in Jackson, Macon, and Swain counties. The library system is a nonprofit organization that receives funding from each county. Tracy Fitzmaurice became the regional director of Fontana in January after working at both Macon and Jackson County libraries since 1991. A committee with members from each county worked on revisions to the collection policies, which had not been updated since 2009. They started the work in June of last year, and the board voted on the changes, some of which focus on updated technology and access, in January.
Once the collection development policy was approved in January, we have no plans at this time to change it.
One piece of the policy that didn't change is that Fontana Regional Library affirms the American Library Association's Library Bill of Rights, which says libraries should challenge censorship in the fulfillment of their responsibility to provide information and enlightenment. Some of the controversy in the region mirrors conflict on the national scale about book censorship, particularly around LGBTQ+ issues. Macon County Commissioner Danny Antoine has been outspoken about the need for library content pertaining to the LGBTQ community to be out of reach of children since before he was elected. Antoine was among the community members who attended the March Fontana Library meeting and left after it was shared that there would be no public comment. He spoke later that evening at the Macon County Commissioners meeting, advocating for a separate section for books that he calls obscene.
It's not even about these books. It's more of an agenda. And the fact that we're trying to hypersexualize kids, that's a perverted situation.
While the library will not censor books, there are rules in place for children's safety at the library. The Safe Child Policy states that children under the age of 8 must have parental supervision at the library, and there are more rules about how minors can check out books. If patrons think that a book should be removed from the library, they must complete a formal reconsideration form and submit it to the library. Despite months of heated public meetings, only 5 reconsideration requests were made in the entire system since 2021. That's as of the end of February. All 5 were from the Macon County system in 2022. The books did not include any that had been brought up at past public meetings. The tension between the Fontana Regional Library and the Macon County Board of Commissioners remains unresolved. Fitzmaurice shared with the board at the March 14th meeting that the commissioners are looking into what it would mean to leave the library system. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.